a good one, that's where you get. And that's where she came to have her business, Mrs. State. She had an idea that if she made her own toffee and sold it on her doorstep, a penny a bag, she would put the pennies away and she wouldn't touch them. And it took her 2.5 years, but she had enough money to buy the stock to start her own sweet shop up. Yeah. And she started it in Mrs. Beard's shed, which was like a shed that was up there. They used to put the motorbikes and everything in those days. And she had half the shed. And she used to make like toffee and toffee apples and things herself, and then buy a little bit of licorice and licorice sticks in. And then it built up and she made money from there. And then she went over, it's still there now, but it's made into a house. And she rented it from a Miss Louis Critchley. Her father was the proprietor of that shop. But when he died, nobody carried it out. And Louis, that was the daughter, she just shut the shop off and lived in the back of the premises. And my grandmother went to see her and asked her if she was willing to let her the premises because she wanted to start her own business up. And that's how she started up. She's very clever, my grandmother. She could cook anything. She'd have sides of bacon in the shop where she cut off. She'd cook her own hams, but it was all made and cut it up in whatever. Then she'd have a bit of sweets, and then she'd add a bit more, and then Grampy would do the vegetables, and on this side she'd have all vegetables, and then she'd cook beetroot, wouldn't they, and onions. Yeah. She'd do them jars of onions, jars of things, and that's all how she started her business.